All right, Beast Game Podcast. So I think I've gotten to a point where things I used to like have now become commercial. So it wasn't cool to like wrestling, but it's real to me, damn it. It wasn't cool to like comic books. It wasn't cool to like cartoons. But when Hollywood got their hands on some of this and realized they could make money off of it and then start putting social messages into pop culture, geek culture, I think we've reached the point of bastardization, what you consider to be geek culture. Growing up, drew art out of comic books. I didn't really read. My favorite characters to draw was Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, and Storm. Like now, if there is a Storm movie, 100% guarantee you that Hollywood, everything has to have a message. Everything has to be about something bigger than what it needs to be. Find some way to destroy these movies. We need to promote social themes and inspire children and do all this other stuff rather than make it a competent movie. Do you agree?
I agree. I think because geek culture is so popular right now, I mean, even though most of us have been involved in this before it became a thing, before it's been the popular thing to be involved in, I think right now just society is using the popularity of geek culture to just to put messages out there. And it's like you're kind of, and like you said, they're bastardizing the culture. Keep that shit out of it, man. Just tell the damn story. You can have some messages in it, but you're force feeding the messages.
Because I would say, take a look at the first two Jurassic Park movies, how they approach any of the characters, regardless of gender in that movie, and is very balanced. But with the later ones, I know people took some issue with that first Jurassic World movie. That second one is trash. Hollywood sees dollar signs, and with those dollar signs, it's like, oh, well, we can do this too. And putting these undertones, which turn out to be overtones, into these movies, ultimately winds up destroying a lot of that. I mean, it happened in the Disney trilogy of Rey movies, that it had to be permeated through all that. At some point, Finn could not be a strong person because Rey had to be stronger, to the point that John Boyega is like, hey, well, why am I in this movie if my character is just basically relegated to being comic relief?
I think you made a very valid point. The thing that I always get back to is something like what I just said about Wonder Woman. Why are you trying to push a theme when you literally have a female superhero? Why do you have to push a theme? The theme's already there. All you have to do is write a good story.
That's not enough, man. You got to shove it down your throat, man.
Yeah, you got to just shove it down your head and hit it with a hammer. Like, the point is literally already there. You said Storm. Number one, Storm is a female superhero. That's one. Two, she's black. Okay, fine. So that's already taken care of. We don't have to get into the whole token black thing anymore. She's already black. If you watch cartoons, she's actually one of the leaders of the team.
Yeah.
So you just write the story.
Yeah. Somewhere between, I guess, 2016 and now, there's just been a very big shift in Hollywood to make very incomplete movies, rely on the media to tell you that you're wrong if you don't like these movies.
Partially media, and I also think it's partially society, where society is now, because that's just it. Everything is, I'm woke, I'm sensitive to everyone's feelings, everyone has a voice, this and that, or whatever. And the second you don't do anything along those lines, suddenly people feel like, oh, the movie's not good. Like, again, Joker. I get the point.
But I was talking to my brother yesterday, kind of about what you were talking about, being woke. Being woke is now the keeping up with the Joneses. Are you woke enough today? Oh, I'm even woker. Guess what? Surprise, I'm even woker than you are. I think a lot of these movie companies probably have some analytic company scouring Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, looking for what people are saying. This is now the new market research, relying on bots to dictate what your next movie should be, is now turning into marketing decisions rather than a vision. We're talking about Star Wars. The Rey trilogy are straight marketing decisions. The problem with just making marketing decisions is that at some point you can't market incomplete ideas. You can't market bad movies. And that's the trend that we're seeing. They try to go out their way to try to market all this. And it's like, well, obviously not having a point to their argument, really don't see how Wonder Woman 3 works with Wonder Woman 2. If this movie did not exist, and someone said, hey, there'll be a Wonder Woman 2 and 3, I'm like, all right, great. Like, fine. But this movie should not exist. And somehow someone needs to do the Mandalorian retcon of this Wonder Woman movie out of existence.
People that are saying it's a bad movie, like Mike said, people want to say, oh, it's a bad movie because people aren't ready for a strong female lead.
So it's a cop-out. It's literally not the reason. Like, at all.
Try to shame you and to be like, it's a movie with a strong female lead. I gotta like it because then they're gonna say I hate women. No, it's a bad movie. If it was a dude that was the lead of this movie, it's still a bad movie. There's no accountability. There's just no accountability.
Well, there's no accountability when a lot of these movies rely on billions, or it relies on being bailed out by Chinese companies or China box office money. We'll make movies here about, again, like all these social themes, and then when it doesn't work, the problem is James, the problem is Barry, the problem is Keith. I don't want to go see a bad movie, like regardless of who's in it, who I don't like, i.e. Will Smith, but I don't want to see Gemini Man fail because Gemini Man is a bad movie. It's a good premise, bad execution. If you have a slant, if I make a movie about being oppressed as a left-handed person, and every right-handed person is all mean to me for my whole life, and I use that to inspire a whole movement of left-handed people.
You didn't like the movie because you're not left-handed.
Yeah.
There's not enough left-handed representation in Hollywood.
Inspire people, give up their right-handedness for life, and now become left-handed. Who's with me?
I don't know what else to say about this movie. Bad writing, and then it just shows the lack of creativity because they basically just recycled the same kind of plot from the first one, the fish out of water, but this time they switched it with Steve Trevor. Now,
yeah,
it's like, come on, man, you can't, like, come on, stop, like, you can't be more creative than this. The sequel's supposed to add on to the story, not do the same exact shit. And then, come on. It's just bad. And I'm sorry for the people that actually like this movie. You like this movie, I'm quite sure that you are probably a Wonder Woman fanboy, fangirl, or fan, whatever you are. And you're just blind to the fact that this is a bullshit, plot hole galore, clusterfuck of a movie. If you like it, you have your opinion, but you're blind.
So, it kind of reminds me of that Assassin's Creed movie. That movie's bad. That movie's terrible. But I assume somebody that likes Assassin's Creed.
I loved it.
Yeah. It's like, oh man, yeah. It was great to see that on screen. It was wonderful. I'm like, no, the movie's bad. It is bad. I would probably say that every animated Wonder Woman movie I've seen has been great. The one from 2009 is probably the best one, or much better than this Wonder Woman movie. As Mike would say, like, you have the content. It's been already provided to you. You already have storyboards. You already have dialogue. How does this movie fail if you could just pluck one of these stories from a comic book rather than trying to make some kind of halfway attempt at, well, we have to have two villains? I mean, that's the have to have two villains becomes the Tim Burton, Joel Schumacher, Batman problem. You don't need two villains. How much of a failure would have been Avengers Endgame if there was two villains? The first movie failed. Justice League failed, technically, because it was supposed to have two villains. A movie that has been made in the past 3 years that hasn't been out yet, I assume is going to have kind of the same problems that we're describing right now. Maybe except for Black Widow. Hopefully that movie's good. But here's a question. Would you rather watch Captain Marvel or would you rather Wonder Woman 84?
I thought about that earlier.
I can answer that real quick. I have not seen Captain Marvel yet. It's been out for what? Just going on 2 years. And I already watched Wonder Woman 84, so I would rather watch Wonder Woman 84. I have no interest at all to see Captain Marvel. Not even one.
Somewhat similar story.
Oh, God, no. Then no.
Well, I mean, I say it's a similar story that all of a sudden you have a character out of time. The first Wonder Woman and technically this one, but go ahead, Mike.
Well, I watched Captain Marvel.
Mike, are you showing your Marvel bias?
That might have something to do with it, but honestly, I mean, I sat down and thought about that earlier. Which one would I rather watch? Again, easily, I watch Captain Marvel.
So, next question. Would you rather watch Thor the Dark World or Wonder Woman 84?
Thor the Dark World.
Hell no. Ain't a really good It's one of the only Marvels I think I have never watched again.
Next question. Would you rather rewatch Wonder Woman 84 or Iron Man 3?
Iron Man 3.
Yeah, as much as I rag on that movie, I would watch Iron Man 3 again.
Yeah. At least the plot made sense somewhat, even though it was still kind of fucked up.
Man, that damn movie. I'm telling you now, I'll watch it again over this.
For me, I would probably watch Wonder Woman 84 over Captain Marvel. Thor the Dark World. I haven't seen that movie in a while, but the Iron Man 3, Wonder Woman 84, like, negative on both. If I would say Ant-Man 2 versus Wonder Woman 84, I'd probably watch Ant-Man 2. As much as I don't like Ant-Man 2.
After I finished watching this, I was watching a documentary, The Fantastic Four, made by Roger Corman.
Uh-huh.
That was in 1994, right? I decided to look it up on YouTube. I watched that movie. I enjoyed that movie more so than I
would probably say Wonder Woman 84 feels like a movie like somewhere from the mid-2000s. That Daredevil, Elektra era.
Ghost Rider.
Yeah, feels like that. It feels that if this movie came out during the 2000s, X-Men 3, what it feels like. It does not feel like a follow-up to the first Wonder Woman, whatever they set up in Justice League, and the progress that they had made with Aquaman and Shazam.
Maybe it's so bad to me, I gave it 0 because I was expecting a lot. Partially my fault. You set the table up very well from the first movie. So why would I expect something to be on the same lines or maybe better? You never expect worse. At least keep it up to the first movie. It did not do that.
The Amazing Spider-Man is not terrible. It is not a good movie, but it's not terrible. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 is a terrible movie. How do you make a worse movie than The Amazing Spider-Man? Mike, do you have an answer for that?
No, I don't have an answer for that. I'm so sure how you're bringing these people back.
Managing billions of dollars or millions of dollars to produce these movies. A lot of the problem is that people are picking a lot of these indie directors. A lot of independent movies have social themes, have social messages. Geek culture is profitable. Use this as a launching pad for social agendas. And it does not work.
Well, everything doesn't need to have a social agenda.
If I decide to have a hamburger, I'm not having a hamburger because there's this larger meaning about what does food mean and hunger in society. No, I'm just having a hamburger because I'm hungry. I want a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I decide to have a veggie burger, am I sticking it to Monsanto or something? I don't know.
Eating a veggie burger because it's underrepresented in the food groups.
Become one with nature and yourself. Now, you already destroyed Star Wars, you destroyed Star Trek, you destroyed Wonder Woman. What's next? Like, will you stop?
They destroyed Batman. I'm doing a personal hit on somebody. That's all I'm saying.
You know something we don't know, Mike?
Yeah, man, you started to scare me.
I don't necessarily know something that y'all don't know. I just know that the movie's been delayed, and at this point, anything's possible. Put like that, if Batman turns out to be bad, I'm not going to be shocked. I'm hoping it's good. The first trailer had me intrigued, but if it's bad, I don't think I'm going to be surprised at all.
Like Venom.
That's all they know. As long as it brought in some dollars. Don't matter if everybody saw it and immediately walked out and said, what was this bullshit? Why did I waste my money? The second that money hit their account, make another one.
Warner Brothers, AT&T, they're concerned about it. It's like, oh, well, so many people watched this movie that it shut down our streaming service temporarily. It's a success.
Any objectivity in the room. Again, we went back to the COVID thing. Look at the climate. There's literally nothing else going on. You put it out on a streaming service. Yes, people watched it.
Nothing else to watch.
We watched it. Go out, talk to, I don't know, 1,000 random people on the street And the majority of them are like, oh, yeah, it was a great fucking movie. Versus if you go talk to them, all of them are like, no, that's a piece of shit. Yeah, people watch the movie, but it's some crap. Fast Track, the third one,
had a normal release. And there was like a CineScore thing. If the CineScore was like a D, C minus, I wouldn't be surprised. This whole thing about the Rotten Tomatoes score for Wonder Woman dropping. Marketing wing of the movie companies, the media, or entertainment media, again, praising this movie. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, well, why is that the critic score dropping? It's not a good movie on a lot of levels. For people that make that line of work to understand filmmaking, should also be able to see that this is not a good movie. Like, how is that possible? What are you seeing that I'm not seeing?
They see what they want to see. I'm sitting there now thinking about the whole Barbara Minerva wish to be like Diana thing. And the first thing they showed was, okay, so she couldn't walk in heels. Suddenly she made a wish, and then she could walk in heels. And she had a body that was presentable, but the body was already there. She was wearing baggy fucking clothes to begin with.
Basically.
Right. Oh, and she had glasses, so she was ugly. Don't forget that, Mike.
I think people that wear glasses should be offended.
I'm goddamn handsome.
Where do you go with the third one? You've already announced you're fast tracking, which means you are speeding up the process now to get a third one done to put out there. Where the fuck are we going?
Well, you already ruined Cheetah.
Who else is left?
She was the one. And this is what we got.
Wonder Woman villains wind up being Greek gods.
We did that in the first.
Was it Cersei one? It doesn't even matter anymore.
This franchise would have benefited if the entire first movie was focused on Themyscira.
I think we had brought that up. That movie would work a lot better if it was just all...
If literally the whole first film was that. The second film was in the World War II shit. And then the third one, you just bring it to present fucking day. Very simple. It's not difficult. Again, why is this in 1984? Other than you were stealing like 80s themes and movies. It really makes no sense.
I mean, this movie has a problem with a lot of undercooked villains. That the villains aren't bad enough doesn't help a movie.
And was Maxwell Lord doing all this just for his son's love? Because I thought he was doing it because he was a fuck up. He was just trying to be successful.
He's doing this because he wanted to prove to his son that he wasn't a loser. I think that was part of it. Dude called him a loser in front of his son. That's when he was like, don't listen to what this man says and all this stuff. So he was basically doing that just to prove that he wasn't a loser. Because at the end, when he came to his son, he was like, you know, I am a loser. And then his son was like,
Dad, I still love you anyway.
The fuck?
Oh, and was that the whole thing, the montage of him and his life was supposed to be showing us is that
his upbringing affected his
life was fucked up, so this is why he is the way he is.
He turns out to be everyone just can't be bad. Basically turns the villains into more or less like TV characters from like a TV show, like a Disney or Nickelodeon TV show, that the bully is only mean because something's bad at home.
This is their version of trying to humanize him.
Yeah.
He could just be a shitty human being.
Marvel balanced that out well with Thanos' vision, wanted to save his planet.
Yeah, I would think they balanced it out well with him and Killmonger, because I always argue.
You can actually relate to them.
Understand where they come from.
They just took it to the extreme. That's it. Because they weren't wrong, but they were wrong in their execution.
Captain Marvel also has the same problem with the villains. I mean, Jude Law's character is bad in the sense that they have to have an antagonist. Jude Law's character is like, okay. Hey, I mean, Superman snapped Zod's neck. Zod deserved it. He deserved it.
Oh, shit.
He deserved it. I'm on board with that. But if Superman says, no, I'm a better person than that. I'm not going to snap your neck. I'll just put you in chains. I have to rehabilitate you first. Try to do something else. Because he's not really bad. It's just that, you know, his planet got destroyed. Partially it's his fault. But
and he feels some type of way about it.
And he's jealous. He's just jealous that Kal-El is sitting on his planet with a girlfriend and a whole new life. And he wants that life for himself.
He's jealous.
Yeah. We all have jealousy in us. So let's just make a movie about him just being jealous. I have made Superman 3 for Warner Brothers right now. Fast Track. When Zod's son comes back. Oh, excuse me, daughter comes back.